After 2 years, Guerin is stepping down May 1st for a new job as executive director of the Biggs Museum of American Art in Dover, Delaware. Guerin said after visiting the Biggs Museum and its staff, he was excited about the opportunity.
It's an incredibly interesting museum that is at a wonderful period in its history where it's ready to leap forward, and they were interested in having me, and so we sort of came to a mutual agreement, and so it was not something I was really looking for, but it became available, and one thing led to the other, and here we are.
Guerin has an extensive history in the arts. From 2000 to 2012, he served as executive director of the University of Arizona Museum of Art. He also was executive director of the University of Wyoming Art Museum in Laramie from 1986 to 2000, and served as commissioner of Wyoming State Parks and Cultural Resources from 1998 to 2000. Guerin said after growing up in the Rocky Mountains, he fell in love with the Adirondacks while at the Hyde. He said the decision to leave was a difficult one.
I love the environment. I love this community. It's a very generous community. People are wonderful. I made the point when I got here over the first couple of months to saying to people, you know, people here aren't grumpy. People love being here, you know, and everybody is friendly and nice. And so I really will miss that and hope that we'll be equally congenial in Delaware.
The move will also allow Guerin to move closer to his family in Maryland. Tanae Rame Cassio, chair of the Hyde's Board of Trustees, said in a statement, quote, "We are grateful to Charles for his leadership and service, and we wish the Guerins all the best as they embark on new adventures," unquote. During his time at the Hyde, Guerin helped secure two major additions to the museum's permanent collection, a large collection of French etchings, engravings, and lithographs, some of which is currently on display, and a collection of American photography donated by ABC News journalist George Stephanopoulos, which is to be presented later this month. Peter Ost, president of the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce, said in 2 short years, Guerin made a significant impact on the arts and cultural sector of upstate New York.
And his announcement that he's moving on is sad to all of us because at the end of the day, Charles is one of those leaders that you really enjoyed working with, and you enjoyed his vision because he had such vision for the art community and what the Hyde Collection could mean to the entire regional culture that we have in this upstate New York region, and added so much to that fabric of art and culture in the Glens Falls area.
As for the future of the museum, Guerin said he's confident the institution will find another capable director to keep moving the Hyde forward.
This institution has been here for 50 years. It's had a great history of having very, very strong directors and curators on its staff. Because of the quality of its collections, it has been particularly good at attracting good talent to its staff, and I have no reason to think that it won't attract another wonderful director for this institution.
Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.